Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Let's go to this tree over here.
We should probably go in the back.
We can go to this tree over here. All right. Where do you want to put that one? You want to put it over there then?
Yeah.
Last Saturday morning at the University of Hartford Magnet School in Hartford, Connecticut, Caroline Dixon and Jordan Farrell were planting flowers. Caroline Dixon, a student at the University of Hartford, is a soccer player from Manchester, England. Jordan Farrell, a student at the Magnet School on the university's campus, plays soccer, softball, and basketball.
You're going to have to dig a hole now. That's all you. Is it hard?
Yeah.
You want some help?
Yeah.
The planting was part of a community service day in which students from the University of Hartford, Boston University, the University of Albany, and the University of Maryland in Baltimore, and the other five schools of the America East Conference worked with elementary and secondary school students on various projects, landscaping, trash collection, painting, and so on. Some of the benefits, according to 7-year-old University of Hartford Magnet School student Nico Reese, were obvious.
We're cleaning up trash to throw so we could clean up the world so animals don't die.
Another less obvious benefit from this association between the college athletes who serve as mentors and the young students with whom they regularly meet is the establishment of a bond between the two. The program in which the college and younger students are involved is called College for Every Student, CFES for short, and according to University of Hartford Assistant Athletics Director Alexandra Morley, who helped recruit the flower-planting soccer players, evidence of the connections forged between the mentors and the students with whom they work and play has been dramatic.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just to see some of the kids who have mentors to run into the arms of their mentors here has been such a great sight, and they're so excited, and our student-athletes are being great influences on them, and I can't think that it's anything but a huge success.
In this case, huge may be an understatement. According to the College for Every Student's own statistics, 97% of the youngsters who've graduated from high school after having been paired with college athletes under the auspices of the program have, in fact, found their way to college. Mike Lynch, the director of athletics at Boston University and a member of the board of directors of College for Every Student, regards the athletes in the America East Conference as role models who can have a significant impact on the children they mentor.
We've utilized our student-athletes, who many times come from either privileged backgrounds or backgrounds where, certainly not backgrounds where they wouldn't have had an opportunity to go to school, like a lot of these young people that we're impacting today. And so for us, it's an opportunity on both sides of the fence, if you will. Our students have an opportunity to interact with people who they might not otherwise meet, and the young people within the CFES program have an opportunity to come to a campus like Boston University, and actually see that something like this is possible.
Mike Lynch can address that latter opportunity from personal experience. Though Boston University has only been involved in the CFES program for 3 years, the seed for his enthusiasm for the effort was planted when he was still an undergraduate at Rollins College in Florida. As Mike Lynch tells it, one afternoon during his junior year, he was leaving his dorm when he was approached by a woman who had walked 3 miles across town to the campus on a 95-degree day, trailing two little boys behind her.
And the mother approached me, and all she asked me to do was to take a look at my dorm room. And I didn't know exactly what she was getting at, but I said, sure. I walked her upstairs, and she had 2 young boys with her, a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old boy. And both of them walked in my dorm room, and their jaws dropped to the ground and said, "Wow, Mama, if this is what college is like, I'm going to go to college someday."
On the same day during which the athletes from the University of Hartford were planting flowers at the Magnet School on their campus, athletes from Boston University were helping students at the Jackson Mann School in Boston clean up their building and the grounds around it. Among those athletes were rowers Hannah Rooney and Shute Clem, who'd had no problem showing up early on a Saturday morning.
Well, we both actually had races this morning, so I was already up at 6:30, and I think
I was up at 5:30 this morning.
So we were awake already. Early mornings aren't a new thing for anybody, and doing something useful, I think, is a better worth my time.
According to Noah Fader, who has been a program director and coordinator for CFES for 2 years, though that attitude is representative, CFES is active well beyond the schools of the America East Conference.
We work with 140 schools in 23 states all over the country, and we set up programs in our three core practices, mentoring, leadership through service, and pathways to college, with the goal of all of our students wanting to go to college and being excited about going to college and giving them the skills to succeed when they get there.
On Saturday, the Jackson Mann School students participating in the Day of Service were accompanied by their assistant principal, Anita Moore, who is a booster of the CFES program.
Absolutely. It's gotten our kids onto college campuses. It's gotten them to know about the admissions process, financial aid process, what college life is like, how to manage their time in college. Gives them that knowledge before they get into high school, you know, things to work with before they really need it. So they can spend time over the next few years exploring a little bit more and make good decisions as they prepare for college.
All this preparation and role modelship, this community service and beautification and expanding the horizons of children whom CFES has identified as underserved is fine and noble stuff, of course. Certainly what these soccer players and rowers have been doing presents a welcome contrast to the ugly stories in which athletes are sometimes involved. But what was going on in Hartford and Boston last weekend wasn't all work and no play. This became apparent to me when I asked University of Hartford soccer player Christina Ling about her relationship with the youngster whom she's been mentoring.
Well, my buddy Keaton, he's a lot of fun. I leave every time with a smile on my face. He's super smart and beats me in chess every time, so it's kind of frustrating. But it's just nice to be able to help someone out, and every time I leave, I'm just, like, happier.
Maybe that's the message for college students looking for something to do between classes. This helping someone out, it's fun. My story about college athletes and the youngsters they're mentoring will be featured on this week's program. We'll also be examining the Barry Bonds verdict in the context of the government's future plans regarding Mr. Bonds and the upcoming trial of Roger Clemens. We'll be previewing the NBA playoffs with Kevin Hench, who will no doubt have something to say about this week's $100,000 deduction from Laker Kobe Bryant's bank account. We'll have a story about a college baseball player who's moonlighting as the mayor of Loretto, Minnesota. And on the eve of the Boston Marathon, Only Games' Karen Given will be profiling Ernst Van Dyke, who is favored to win the wheelchair division of that storied race for the 10th time on Monday. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.